A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre as he sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them. And bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go past your servant. Let some water be brought that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourself under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food that you may refresh yourselves. And afterward, you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, three measures of fine flour, knead it, and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender, choice steer, and gave it to his servant, who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the three men. And he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "There, in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister. In accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring completion for you, the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this ministry among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to our Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. When Abraham saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them and bowed to the ground. A pleasant surprise. I hope that throughout our life, we have pleasant surprises. We certainly get the unpleasant surprises many times, but we always, I hope, believe and have and cherish the times that we've had pleasant surprises in our life. And I'd like to share two of them with you. First of all, I would hope that you would rejoice with me when you saw this on television, more so about 3-4 years ago. As our soldiers from here were going to the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, leaving families behind, especially children. Children always hoping that one day their parent will return to them, hopefully whole. Hopefully there wasn't any harm that was done to them where they need surgery or even death itself. Always hoping that one day they would return. And some of the stories you saw was that when some of them came home, they wanted to surprise their children. You probably saw that perhaps at a school assembly, all of a sudden the parent shows up unbeknownst to the children. Or perhaps at a game. Your heart moved with them, with the joy that came into their lives with this pleasant surprise. A pleasant surprise that I have almost every April is to know that I am going to get a refund from my taxes, and it was bigger than I thought. Thank you, Uncle Sam. I get some of the money back. But these are pleasant surprises, and these pleasant surprises are good, but I also hope, too, that you count the blessings that God gives to you. These are pleasant surprises that God makes himself known to us in ways we don't even understand and know. And in return, we hope our faith has been made stronger. I want to share with you a couple of examples in sacred scripture today who in their lives had pleasant surprises. First of all, in our first reading from the book of Genesis. Just a little bit of background before the passage we heard. Abraham was called by God to be the father of nations, and that begins in Genesis chapter 12. His brother Lot and he at one point decided to separate because they knew that they couldn't have all their families and stock and so forth together. So they separated. Lot chose to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham went on to the direction which God had pointed out to him. One day, God entered a covenant with Abraham in that very fiery scene in which between the two carcasses of the animal offered in sacrifice, a flame came down to sear and seal the covenant. It was a reading, first reading we had this year, our second Sunday of Lent. Now for our passage for today. If you can just imagine Abraham sitting outside his tent on a very hot summer's day in the desert, just hoping that it is at least no more than 110 degrees, just waiting for some breeze. But he saw these three strangers approach. People probably were not moving at that time of the day. He would have his servants who helped him and then his wife Sarah. But he goes out to meet them and he bows down to the ground and welcomes them. And one of the first signs of hospitality was to wash their feet. It was so custom, if you really wanted to be hospitable, you wash the feet of your guests, your strangers and visitors. They welcomed that. But the greatest act of hospitality was to serve a meal to them. Here are three people he does not know. He has them sit down. He has Sarah prepare bread for them. He chooses a steer to be slaughtered and provides other food as well. Now, this was great acts of hospitality. Perhaps unbeknownst who these individuals are. Now, scripture scholars believe that it was the Lord and two angels. But in return, a pleasant surprise comes to Abraham. The Lord says, a year from now, your wife Sarah will have a son. She was out back taking care of details in the kitchen. Now, what we didn't hear are verses that follow this is that she laughs. She figures, how can I have a child? We're way beyond childbearing years. This would have been the greatest joy to them to have a son. For the great act of hospitality that Abraham had shown, in return, they would finally get their wish to have their own child. And someone else who was very much touched by the Lord in welcoming him was Mary. Martha had had the opportunity before this event here that we heard today. But Mary could not leave the feet of Jesus. She wanted to hear from the good teacher. And it was Martha who said, Lord, don't you care? She's not helping me. She's not showing the acts of hospitality. And it sounds as though the Lord is putting her down, but he wants her to remind her that you had your opportunity and you are serving the Lord. But now this is Mary's turn, and give her that chance. I hope, as I said, that we have many pleasant surprises in our life, especially from the Lord, and that we are aware of them. That we're always mindful that the Lord makes himself known to us, and he wants to come to us, and we want to make him a welcome guest. But as in return, as we have been touched by the Lord wants us to serve in return, to show hospitality, to serve him and his church. In return, we hope that the blessings that God has given us will always be mindful, and we never forget the many times God indeed makes himself known to us. Many of these ways we don't even know. Once again, use this opportunity to open up your heart and soul to the Lord. We're going to be receiving him again, and let us always make him within us a welcomed guest.